We've got writer and performer Carl Hancock Rux, who looks back to the early days of science fiction to see how African-American writers have used the genre to imagine things that seemed impossible.
Who is the black science fiction writer? What is he thinking? What is he imagining? Think of it like this. Remember Alice falling down a rabbit hole, considering the caterpillar's question? Who were you? Who are you now? Who do you want to be? For writers of African descent, science fiction has offered a unique place to try out something unthinkable in realistic fiction, an end to America's tortured history with race. George Schuyler, in the Harlem Renaissance, introduced a mad doctor with a potion to turn black people into white people. Black No More was the title of the satire. But for others, an end to race could only result from some kind of apocalypse. W.E.B. Du Bois wrote a short story about this, The Comet, published in 1920. A black man and a white woman are the last people after a comet strikes the Earth. Will they overcome the taboo against miscegenation to save humanity? Perhaps the very first work of black science fiction was a last man dystopian novel. M.P. Shields' The Purple Cloud from 1901 was praised by H.G. Wells and H.P. Lovecraft. Shields was of Irish and African descent, and he writes that his protagonist, Adam Jeffson, is a man tortured by race. Jeffson is trying to decide what to do with his life. Should he be a scientist, a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, an artist? He lives at a time when all the world is excited about polar exploration. But he comes upon a preacher giving a warning. What he said was this:
that there was undoubtedly some sort of fate or doom connected with the poles of the Earth in reference to the human race, that man's continued failure in spite of continual efforts to reach them abundantly and superabundantly proved this, and that this failure constituted a lesson and a warning which the race disregarded at its peril.
This is a few years before Robert Peary and Matthew Henson claimed to reach the North Pole.
The time was now come when man would find it absolutely in his power to stand on that 90th of latitude and plant an impious right foot on the head of the Earth, just as it had been given into the absolute power of Adam to stretch an impious right hand and pluck of the fruit of knowledge.
But, said he, his voice pealing now into one long proclamation of awful augury,
just as the abuse of that power had been followed in one case by catastrophe swift and universal, so in the other,
he warned
the entire race to look out thenceforth for nothing from God but a lowering sky and thundery weather.
Adam is not enlightened by this doctrine. He sets out to join an expedition to the North Pole aboard a high-tech ship powered by a liquid gas. Adam reaches the pole, but the preacher's augury proves true. When he gets back to camp, he finds a purple gas with a peach-like odor that has wiped out the base. The gas destroys all life before it, everyone but him. Traveling the world on his ship, finding nothing but death, Adam goes mad, burning down the great capitals of the world. Finally, he finds a survivor, a young woman in Turkey, and comes to love her. They will have children, he says. For Adam is not only the last man on Earth, but the first man on Earth. He will begin the human race again. This time, without race.
Thank you.
That's Carl Hancock Rux with his original essay that included excerpts from The Purple Cloud by M.P. Scheel. Music was by Rux and Daniel Bernard Rumain. Street Preacher was played by Reg E. Cathy.